good morning. Sorry if I startled you. You told me that you were okay with me staying over here during the lockdown. So I thought I would thank you by bringing you some food from my apartment and making you some breakfast. That's okay, isn't it? How lucky is it that we both just happen to live in the same apartment building? It's so nice that we both have someone to ride out the situation with, don't you think? It's, a shame that your girlfriend is stuck on the other side of the city. Who knows what might happen since the two of you were instructed not to see each other until this lockdown is over. I certainly hope nothing bad happens to her. I mean, who's to say that she hasn't found someone else to keep her company while you're so far apart from one another? Certainly, she must be feeling lonely too. Maybe someone else in her building is keeping her busy. Didn't you say that she hadn't answered any of your text messages? What a shame. Someone as wonderful as you. Maybe she's taking you for granted, huh? If I were your girlfriend, I definitely would have texted you back by now. You deserve at least that much common courtesy from your significant other, don't you think? It really is a pity. Maybe this time apart is something that she was secretly hoping for. That's so unfair to you. You deserve to have someone that actually cares about you. Actually, I think that now is a good time for me to tell you. I've been meaning to come clean about this for a while now. But, I actually kind of secretly hoped that when the news first broke about the virus, well, that the two of us would end up stuck here in the same building with each other. That way, I could show you what it's like to be with someone who's actually good for you, you know? I've been so worried about you for such a long time, you see? That other girl doesn't care about you like she should. You're just another throwaway to her, I can tell. You deserve so much better than that. You deserve to be with someone who cares about you, like I do. Now is the perfect time for me to prove to you that I am so much better for you than she is. Starting with today's breakfast. I was scrolling through your social media and found that you liked several posts about this kind of a breakfast. I just happen to have the ingredients for it already in my apartment. Isn't that lucky? Now, just sit back and relax and just forget about that awful girlfriend of yours. This could really end up being something really good for you, you know that? You know, having someone around to show you what it's really like to be taken care of. The two of us could use this time during isolation to really develop our relationship. Who knows? You might find that you don't really miss that girlfriend of yours all that much after all. And, well, I mean, I'm not trying to be negative or anything, but since she isn't responding to your messages, who's to say what happened to her? Maybe she skipped town before all this happened and just neglected to tell you. I mean, It's not too far-fetched to think that you might not ever see her again. Just a thought. There we go. A celebratory first meal together. I hope you like it.